Welcome to the first episode of American Dream for Dummies. Today, we'll be talking about what the American Dream has meant in the past and what it could represent now. I am Vanessa Jimenez, and I'm here with my amazing co-hosts,
Annika Olson
and the lovely Meg Sorensen.
All right, without further ado, let's get into it. Begin. The first segment of this episode is sponsored by
the Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson.
Not only is it the most important paper in United States history, but it really shows what the original American Dream can be. A quote that shows it all. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This cemented our rights to choose what our American dream can be.
Yay!
So, we're gonna go back in time a little bit. We're gonna go back to the Civil War. A time when the North and the South weren't quite clicking together. They were having some struggles. So the North was fighting for the freedom of slaves. They were hoping to come to a consensus where slaves had their own rights and they could be viewed as an equal to all Americans. The South, however, was not in favor of this. They were looking to have their slaves continue in slavery. They wanted labor. They felt the slaves were not equal to Americans. And the Southerners frequently used, or the Confederates frequently used slaves as a form of labor to help them advance in the war. And so I think an interesting point of view would be to look at what you think the American dream of those that were forced into that labor, what their American dream would be. What do you guys think?
I think their American dream overall is just to be free and be like a person, because at this point they're treated as like animals. Like they're just like,
they're not viewed as a human.
Yes. I think that's the American dream, is to try and be a free person who has their right to their own opinions.
Yeah, especially since they were they accepted going into this war that on the side that they did not like, because they were promised that they might be free after it was all over.
I think they what they were really just searching for was the respect and the equality that they longed for, respect and equality from their counterparts. So in contrast, how about we look at the American dream of a Union soldier? And to start out, we should point out a very large difference between the two ideas. One was just trying to fight for their respect and their own human ability, their human identity. And the other, I think, was searching for the identity of the American country as a whole. And they were trying to search for a unified people.
Yes.
I agree that an American dream of a Union soldier, they're fighting for the unification of the country. So they have to, their American dream might be something different. Like maybe they want to own a house, but before they can do that, they want to have a country that is together. And so above their personal American dream, they have an American dream for the country as a whole.
Yeah, they want to find a peace in themselves and in other, and in the entire country, before they can actually settle themselves into their lives.
Agreed.
Okay, before we move on, this next segment is paid in part by The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Jay Gatsby for teaching us to strive for our American dream. However, that these dreams are, quote, already behind them, somewhere back in the vast obscurity beyond the city. Thanks for teaching us that our American dreams are already behind us.
Yay!
Moving on to the Great Depression, we're going to talk about the American dreams of people who had lost all their money or were not making more money because of the Great Depression and other people losing their money. So we're going to start with a farmer. What do you guys think a farmer's American dream is?
Well, in this case, it's probably getting money. It's probably selling their crops that they worked very hard to grow and care for. And, I don't know, they want to see the fruits of their crops.
Well, I think that during this time, the Great Depression, people had a dream before the Great Depression that they were striving to meet. And then this Great Depression hit, and suddenly they were thrown into a situation where they had very little money. Nobody was buying their crops or goods. And so I think there was a huge change between those two different times. And I think it changed, and their hope during the Great Depression was to get to back to where they were pre-Great Depression.
Moving on to a contrasting perspective from the farmer, what do you think a young girl in the middle class whose family is struggling to make ends meet, what do you think her American dream would be?
Probably to have a happy family again and to, you know, live a normal life like they had before they lost all their money.
Well, I think going back to the farmer, there's a similarity there in the fact that if she was old enough, she could have seen the life before the Great Depression. And she could have seen her, like Vanessa said, could have seen her family's happiness before the Great Depression. And I think it's just that getting out of the Depression.
Yeah.
This next segment is sponsored by the Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet. We would like to thank Jamie Ford for using Henry's identity as a Chinese American to help us understand that our American dream can help us find our identity. I am American!
Yay!
Now we're going to talk about the American dream in modern time. Nowadays, we see a lot of different American dreams. There are many stories of immigrants looking for a new life and of American citizens striving for the better. Now, Annika will interview me, a first-generation Mexican-American, and Meg, a middle-class Caucasian teenager.
All right, Vanessa, what's your American dream?
Basically, I want to live in harmony with everyone. Since I am a minority and a woman, there's a lot of discrimination towards people like me. Even though there are many people that understand and try to help, there are still some people that even go out of their way to make others feel less American. I do dream of going to a good college and having a good life, but I mostly dream of not being afraid to be in public and having someone harass or discriminate me.
All right, Meg, what's your American dream?
Well, currently, as a 16-year-old who hasn't quite experienced all of life yet, at this point, I want to be successful. I want to make my parents proud. I want to go to college.
Obviously, Meg doesn't have to overcome the stigmas and stereotypes that I and other communities have to, but this is why the United States is known as a melting pot, because it's not only a mix of many different cultures, but also a mix of many different dreams. In these modern times, people learn to trust themselves and follow what they think or they know they want. It doesn't matter who you are, you still have a dream. That's just it. Now that we've looked at the American dream throughout history, we can see all the connections. The colonists were the first to strive for their dream, which led others to do the same in the future.
In both the Civil War and today's society, there are many people that strive to overcome numerous struggles not experienced by their white counterparts. This illustrates a very similar theme to that of the Civil War, where the African Americans were forced to fight, even simply to gain respect. The connection can also be drawn between how minorities are forced into a fight to gain simple respect and other privileges that non-oppressed Americans do not have to fight for. To connect these two points, different groups, different ethnicities, different races, have different versions of the American dream, and we are all forced to overcome different challenges to meet our American dream.
Another connection we can draw from history is that people in poverty, no matter what time period, have similarities in their American dreams. They long for a life where they don't have to struggle to make ends meet and put a roof over theirs and their families' heads, which ties into the Great Depression, where this American dream of a carefree life was a dream of a majority of American people. This dream changed slightly with the beginning of World War II, where people's identities were questioned, which caused them to strive for the discovery of a new American dream and their identity. In conclusion, American history can show us what our American dream could be. And always remember, keep dreaming, sweetie. Thanks for listening to the first and last episode of American Dream for Dummies. Peace.
Stop. Wait a minute.
Hammer time.
Up next, boop, we boop. Have this next...
Boop, boop.
Really?
You said like, leave.
They have to leave.
They have to leave.
Thanks for listening to the first and final episode of America Dream for... America Dream.
America Dream.